You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Brittany Hardy, owner of Empty Desk Solutions, a small boutique social media marketing agency helping build the online presence of small business owners within North America. Brittany, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me today. It's such an honor to be able to come on today and talk social media for small business.
You bet, and I'm certainly looking forward to hearing all the details. I'm sure the audience is as well, and I'm sure we'll learn a few things along the way as well. So tell us, why does a business today need social media marketing in general, and what are the benefits?
Yeah, such a great question. I mean, that's the first question that we get asked by our prospective clients, multiple times a day. And really, the simplest way that we like to explain it is if you imagine that you have a store, any store could be selling a product or a service, and you have a storefront, but you don't have your open sign turned on. That's essentially what you're saying if you don't have a presence on social media. You're there and you have a service or a product to sell, but nobody knows that you're open. So essentially you're not visible, right? So to elaborate on the benefits, obviously it's visibility first and foremost. It can be cost effective if you're wise with your dollars, of course, right? It can be free if you're doing it yourself and you're not taking up all of your day doing it. And it's very effective. It's still one of the most cost-effective ways for any small business to market online today.
Couldn't agree more. Good stuff. Now, can a small business do their own social media marketing? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, of course. Any small business can do their own social media. It's really just dependent upon within the business who has the time to do it and if they can plan accordingly. So our clients, we tell them, absolutely, you can do your social media yourself. You can take advantage. There's many tools and resources online to help you write and publish and share all of the great content that you provide. We caution our clients to make sure that they're mapping out and trying to plan all of their content in advance, just so it doesn't tank some valuable time during their day where they could be, managing other parts of their business more effectively. And one other thing maybe we might touch on is, we don't recommend that any small business take on their social media themselves until they at least have, if they have a team that is, or employees, a policy in place and best practices for what they want, their messaging and their content to look and feel like, and also how to respond to things that come their way. Because inevitably, right, when you start posting all this great stuff about your business online, there's always going to be those few people that, troll around the internet a little bit. And you do have to have a policy in place for how you're going to handle that kind of stuff. So that's sort of where the benefit of having someone else, whether that you outsource all of your social or even just a part of it to help you with that, that's where, we just caution people a little bit.
And understand that. Now, when would it be time to consider outsourcing or bringing in a professional to help with their or your social media marketing?
Yeah, another really great question. That's ultimately going to depend on the size of the business and maybe how much time it's taking up for whoever's handling that. So, the simplest answer is when to outsource, when it's taking too much of your time, when it's not worth it for you to do it yourself anymore. And, of course, it has to have a positive return. So someone doesn't want to outsource and spend money doing their social if it doesn't have a return for them. But if they know that it does and it's effective when they're doing it themselves, and maybe they're ready for some more advanced campaigns or someone else to take it over so they can focus elsewhere, that's definitely when it's the time to consider outsourcing. And that being said, I mean, if they've got capability on the team and they have budget to potentially hire someone on their own team that can be internal to do their social media, that's definitely best case scenario, right? They have a little bit of room, they can hire someone part-time or in some cases full-time to handle their social media, or, on the flip side, they can consider a company or an agency that could help them do it. It really just depends what their needs are at the time.
Most helpful details today. We're joined by Brittany Hardy, owner of Empty Desk Solutions, a small boutique Social media marketing agency helping build the online presence of small business owners in North America here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Brittany, what kinds of things can a social media marketer do that we couldn't do ourselves?
Oh my goodness, the sky is the limit on this one, but there's definitely a few key things. If you're considering looking at, you know, what can a social media marketer do for you, you kind of want to weigh out your different options, right, for who you're going to approach. So you're going to come across individual freelancers or contractors, whether they're junior or senior in that position, kind of a middle range company like ourselves, where we have a team, everyone has a different specialty, or a larger agency. But regardless of which route you choose, right, if everyone's got a certain expertise, you're looking at someone who's going to be able to create your content, so written, whether that's blogs or things on your website, graphics to go with them, videos. They can take that content, they're going to post it or schedule it out on your behalf to whichever social channels you happen to be using. They can engage people online, meaning, you know, respond to comments, try to initiate conversations. Maybe that's manage Facebook groups, connect with people on your behalf on LinkedIn. I mean, there's so many things that a social media marketer can do for your business. You just have to really outline what are your goals, right? What are you hoping to achieve with your social media marketing? And then kind of figure out, okay, which tactics support those goals? And then which company or contractor is the best fit to help you achieve that?
And I'm sure the big question is for any small business out there, what can one expect to pay for services in the social media marketing world?
This can be quite the heated question, but you know what? It's one that we really like to answer because it's a very common misconception with what people can expect to pay for these types of services. So kind of like I was saying, how you have the option of, you know, a contractor versus a large agency or a company and a team, kind of like where we are in the middle. If you were to go the route of potentially hiring, let's say, a contractor or someone that you oversee yourself, you will probably pay a bit of a cheaper price. Usually that's going to come hourly anywhere from, gosh, I've seen it as low as, you know, $20 to $25 an hour, all the way up to $100 plus. Benefits, of course, right? You can, sometimes it's more cost effective for you, but you have to consider what your time investment is going to be to manage someone like that. You have to think of them as an employee. Or some, you know, companies like us in the middle, we have a team. You're looking at, you know, our average client spending about $1,000 a month. That's inclusive of an ad budget that we're sinking into their campaigns for them. And if you were to approach a large agency, a large scale marketing agency, you know, typically they're not going to work with a business until they have a budget of $5,000 to $10,000 a month, give or take. Every agency's got a different threshold, but it at least kind of gives people the idea, you know, for numbers. So you really have to look at, okay, what's it going to cost you monthly or hourly? And does it make sense to have, you know, to outsource it and have someone handle it for you? Or do you want to, you know, bring someone in-house or continue doing it yourself?
Brittany, really good information here, most helpful in every regard. And I can't thank you enough for sharing your expertise with the audience. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Absolutely, I would. I would really like to encourage any small business owner who's maybe sitting on the fence and not sure, you know, how to approach things or how to get started. If you haven't got, you know, a social media campaign or a content strategy in place, we just encourage you to dive in. There's lots of information online. There's lots of people out there that can help you. And it takes time, right? Don't give up. And it's really all about building relationships. And as long as you keep that in the forefront, you will be successful.
And Brittany, thanks for those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get further details on your social media marketing agency, where could they get further details online?
Yeah, you got it. You can find us online at emptydesksolutions.ca. You can Google us as well, or you can reach us. Our 1-800 is 1-800-898-4472.
Brittany, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks so much.
We've been speaking with Brittany Hardy, owner of Empty Desk Solutions, a small boutique social media marketing agency helping build the online presence of small business owners in North America. And to learn more and for contact, visit EmptyDeskSolutions.ca. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.